SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Battles are raging across Gaza as Israel insists it is prepared to fight for months or longer to defeat the terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu describes it as the beginning of the end of Hamas. He's urging its fighters to surrender now. People in Middle Tennessee are taking stock after tornadoes Saturday killed six people and sent several dozen to hospitals.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says at least 20 buildings in the region collapsed and many more were damaged in Saturday's severe weather that spawned multiple tornadoes. Greg Chance learned that his coworker and friend Joseph Dalton was one of three victims killed north of Nashville.
I'm thankful that we're all alive, but what hurts me more than anything is he lost his life.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee spoke to reporters after touring damage in the area.
It's really painful to watch, especially at Christmas season. But again, there's a great wave of hope when you watch Tennesseans come alongside.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump deciding against taking the stand again at his civil fraud trial in New York, saying he successfully and conclusively testified last month. Mr. Trump adds it's clear that President Biden and the Democrats are trying to take him out of the race for the White House.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls. And, you know, one thing about running, I think probably, historically, if they wanted to run against me, they wouldn't have indicted me four times. Do you agree? And civil suits also. We don't even talk about them.
Divers have recovered the remains of the seventh of eight crew members from a U.S. military Osprey aircraft that crashed late last month off southern Japan during a training mission. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 3 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are down 26 points. This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. Most Republican-controlled states have adopted bans or restrictions. This is SRN News. Police are investigating the death of a priest in a small community in Nebraska who was attacked at his church before Sunday services.
Authorities say the Reverend Stephen Gutzel called 911, reporting an early morning break-in at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. Police found the priest and his alleged attacker inside the church rectory. The archdiocese says the Reverend was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. One parishioner, saddened by the death, says he was notified by phone that the 8:30 morning mass was canceled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Atlanta police say a deadly weekend shooting in the city's Buckhead neighborhood was drug-related. Three people killed, a fourth hospitalized. Police say the victims were in their 20s. Gunfire on the 11th floor of a high-rise apartment building. More details at SRNnews.com.